Ring of Honor cuts ties with Marty Scurll. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. This update is sponsored by Fight Underground. Search for Fight Underground on Facebook and check out the new fight between Colossal Mike Law and the Masked Bandit. Results from Monday Night Raw and Night 1 of Wrestle Kingdom are straight ahead in this update, but first...
Ring of Honor.
Marty Scurll is gone from Ring of Honor. The company released a one-sentence statement Monday saying they've mutually decided to part ways. Scurll started 2020 under a new multi-year contract with ROH, which included a new role for him on the booking team. But a speaking out accusation over the summer led to Scurll admitting to a sexual encounter with a 16-year-old girl back in 2015, and that was basically the end for him with ROH. One other Ring of Honor note from Monday, the company announced it has re-signed Mark Haskins to a new contract.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Night 2 of Wrestle Kingdom going down Tuesday in Tokyo Dome. The final pieces of the card were put in place on Monday. Kota Ibushi will carry the IWGP Heavyweight and Intercontinental titles into the main event against Jay White. Hiromu Takahashi will challenge Taiji Ishimori for the Junior Heavyweight title. And the first King of Pro Wrestling 2021 holder will be decided in a four-way. Bad Luck Fale versus Chase Owens versus Bushi versus Toriano. We'll have the Night 2 results in our Wednesday morning update. Here are the rest of the results from Night 1. The Empire, it did hit a couple speed bumps. Kazuchika Okada beat Will Ospreay, and Hiroshi Tanahashi got past Great Okan. The Gorillas of Destiny stole the Iron Finger from Taichi and used it to beat Dangerous Techers to win the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Titles for a record 7th time. It's also GOD's first ever win in Tokyo Dome. Kenta defended his US title Right to Challenge briefcase against Satoshi Kojima. That match was preceded by a pre-recorded message from the current US champ, John Moxley.
Whoever walks out of the Tokyo Dome with that contract, make no mistake about it, I'm coming for you.
That Wrestle Kingdom clip from New Japan's social media. Also a reminder that the New Year Dash show is coming up on Wednesday.
WWE.
Let's get into last night's Raw. Drew McIntyre hit the Claymore and pinned Keith Lee to retain his WWE Championship. And then Goldberg showed up. He said he wants to challenge McIntyre for the WWE title at the Royal Rumble. And here was Drew's response.
Think about yourself 20 years ago. That big, indestructible monster full of piss and vinegar taking everybody out. Think back. That's not you now. You couldn't be that guy. You couldn't beat me. Honestly, fighting you would be like fighting my own dad, mate.
That clip from last night's Raw. We have some new Royal Rumble entrants. Charlotte Flair, Bobby Lashley, AJ Styles, and Randy Orton all declared. Speaking of Charlotte, she flipped out on her dad, Rick, after she and Asuka lost a tag match to Peyton Royce and Lacey Evans. Lacey's flirting with Rick proved to be the deciding distraction. Riddle surprised Lashley with a roll-up win in a non-title match against the US champ. Moments earlier, Lashley had forced Riddle to tap to the Hurt Lock, but the ref didn't see it. Getting back to Orton, he beat Jeff Hardy soundly with an RKO. He also went after Hardy's earlobes again. And by the way, Orton said he did not set Alexa Bliss on fire at the end of last week's show. Finally, R-Truth. He reclaimed the 24/7 title from Angel Garza.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling is back with new in-ring content tonight after 2 weeks of Best of 2020 shows. The AEW champion Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers will appear. We also have the second Knockouts Tag Title Tournament semifinal, Jordan Grace and Jazz versus Nevaeh and Havoc. Also, Sami Callihan versus Eddie Edwards. Just added to Impact's Hard to Kill pay-per-view on January 16th, Deonna Purrazzo defending the Knockouts title against Taya Valkyrie.
AEW.
16 matches on tonight's AEW Dark, including Rey Fénix versus Aaron Solo. Fénix gets his shot at Omega's AEW title on Wednesday's Dynamite. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, January 5th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. We also thank you for your rating or review. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.